had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my She was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, but look ahead. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and nearly all of Florida under some type of warning or watch, with Hurricane Helene set to become a major Category 3 before making landfall Thursday night along Florida's Gulf Coast. ABC's Victor Oquendo is near Big Bend and says the governor is urging residents to get out of Helene's path.
Some residents are definitely heeding the warnings. They're packing up, getting out of town. Others tell us they want to wait, get a better idea for the track before they make their decision. But the clock is ticking. Helene is on the move, and she could bring up to 15 feet of storm surge.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh today. Former President Trump is in Mint Hill, North Carolina, both campaigning on the economy in those swing states. President Biden appearing on ABC's talk show The View today, the first for a sitting president. He's also holding meetings on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The U.S. urging Israel and Hezbollah to de-escalate, that as Israel's military chief signals a possible ground operation in Lebanon. This is ABC News. Meta's Connect Conference gets underway today, and instead of its latest virtually reality technology, this year, augmented reality could play a bigger role.
Meta has reportedly been developing a set of augmented reality glasses called Project Orion.
The idea is that they'll have some sort of built-in screen so that you could see the outside world through the glasses typically, but also have like a digital overlay over them.
Engadget's Devendra Hardawar says there's already some hints of what they'll look like.
Judging from some leaked pictures, and Mark Zuckerberg had like a pair behind him in a photo. They look like chunky hipster glasses.
Mike Debosky, ABC News.
Just over after it launched, TikTok is shutting down its music streaming service. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says TikTok Music will end in November. Existing TikTok accounts were able to sync with TikTok Music, allowing people to download songs that appeared in videos. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience all things electric during the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous, bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and temperatures perfect right into those mid-70s. The sunshine stays abundant all week long, and we climb to highs in the upper 70s, which is unseasonably warm for September. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announces Tuesday 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. And during a congressional hearing Tuesday on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell. The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre was on Capitol Hill to testify about welfare reform. He was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your deli money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Durand City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action regarding the chicken ordinance and discussion regarding handgun replacement purchase for the police. The council will also go into closed session to discuss the possible purchase of property from Xcel Energy. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. An Eau Claire man is dead after falling while climbing Devil's Tower in Wyoming. The National Park Service says officers found 21-year-old Stuart Porter's body Sunday near the El Craco Diablo portion of the tower. Investigators say he and a climbing partner were rappelling the second pitch when he fell. His partner was trapped on the tower until Park Service crews could rescue him. No students were injured in a bus crash yesterday. According to the Chippewa Falls School District, a bus carrying the boys' soccer team was traveling to Menominee when another vehicle ran a stop sign and collided with the bus. None of the students were injured in the accident. Another bus was dispatched to take the team to their game in Menominee. The Minnesota Department of Health says two people became ill after being exposed to pigs at the Minnesota State Fair. The report indicates that two fairgoers under the age of 18 saw treatment earlier this month. Testing found they had been sickened by the H3N2V, a strain of the influenza A virus. The report shows that one person had direct contact with pigs, while the other did not. The Department of Health does not expect any further spread of the illness. One of Wisconsin's Republican congressmen says Madison's clerk needs to offer a better explanation as to how some voters received two ballots in the mail. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany said the clerk's office needs to answer a number of questions, including how they can guarantee that some voters won't be able to vote twice. Madison's clerk said a mistake sent nearly 2,000 voters duplicate ballots. The clerk's office says barcodes would stop people from voting twice. Tiffany says that's not good enough. He wants to know if the mistake was incompetence or something criminal. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The city of Mondovi will help out on the repavement project at Lynn's Field. Representatives from the Baseball Association asked the council last night if the city could provide some sand to be used as a base for the new concrete that is being installed at the park. The council agreed to the request. That project's expected to be done in the coming weeks. UW Eau Claire is once again on the list of best colleges in the Midwest. The latest U.S. News & World Report's annual ranking is out, and the Eau Claire campus is ranked 4th in the Midwest for best colleges. UW-Eau Claire is also ranked 20th out of 165 public and private regional schools in the Midwest. That's up one spot from last year. Chancellor James Schmidt says the rankings are recognition of the quality education at the UW, particularly at the Eau Claire campus. Election officials in Wabasha County are working with the Minnesota Secretary of State's office to correct a ballot error affecting voters in Zumburo Falls. The county administrator says the wrong state house race appears on ballots sent to voters in that city. The ballots included the House District 20A race, but should have the District 20B race printed on them. The county is working to have new ballots sent out and will discard any completed ballots containing the wrong information. There's been an arrest in a 40-year-old cold case out of Tomah. Officials from Monroe County, Vernon County, and La Crosse County yesterday said they finally arrested a suspect in the 1985 murder of a UW La Crosse student. Terry Dowley's body was headless and burned when officials found it back in February of 1985, and her death went unsolved until earlier this year, when investigators say they received a DNA match to a suspect still living in Tomah. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department said deputies arrested 60-year-old Michael Popp in the crime. He was 21 years old at the time and worked as a truck driver. Investigators say they have more evidence than just the DNA link, but they're not saying what they have. Popp is currently in jail and being held on $1 million bond. Some small Wisconsin communities will receive $460,000 to improve their water systems. The Department of Natural Resources says the money will be used to take PFAS and manganese out of water systems for services like schools, daycares, and apartment complexes. The funding is coming from the federal government. The DNR says it expects to distribute $5 million in the second cycle, which will open applications on October 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hyke Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hyke Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare, so Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hyke Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hyke Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Wisconsin's State Law Library will be named after a trailblazing lawyer. The Wisconsin Supreme Court and the Director of State Court's Office announced the library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. On June 17, 1874, Goodell became the first woman to practice law in Wisconsin. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley said naming the State Law Library in Goodell's honor is an opportunity to recognize her legacy and inspire the next generation of women in Wisconsin. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous, bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and temperatures perfect right into those mid-70s. The sunshine stays abundant all week long, and we climb to highs in the upper 70s, which is unseasonably warm for September. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 67 degrees.
Willie Adames joining the 30-20 club with his 20th stolen base of the season last night. Brewers knocked off the Pirates 7-2 in their series opener at PNC Park. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Adames, the first shortstop in franchise history to reach that milestone, giving him 32 homers and 20 steals for the season. His 112 RBIs ranks fourth in all of baseball. The Pirates hit some balls early on last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits, and we took advantage. We took our walks when we needed to and played good defense. So, yeah, that kept us ahead.
Brewers still battling for one of the top two records in the National League, although their chances are slim. They're 2.5 behind the Phillies for the two seed. Phillies' magic number to clinch the bye still sits at two. Two more teams clinching playoff spots last night. Houston celebrating their fourth straight American League West Division title with a 4-3 win over Seattle. Baltimore locked up a playoff spot with a 5-3 victory over the Yankees. Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre has Parkinson's disease. He made the admission yesterday while testifying at a House Ways and Means Committee hearing looking into welfare reform. The former Packers great has been accused of using political connections to redirect public money to the University of Southern Mississippi, his alma mater. Football Badgers continue preparing for their Big Ten opener at USC on Saturday. Braden Locke takes over as the Badgers starter at quarterback for the rest of the season.
I don't know if it feels different. You know, I think this is different because with Tanner, we knew it was temporary, and with Tyler, we know that it's, you know, it's going to be a long recovery. So you kind of look at that differently, I guess. But from a preparation standpoint, I don't know that there's a lot of differences.
Women's college volleyball, 7th-ranked Wisconsin opens Big Ten play at number 16 Minnesota tonight. That's an 8 p.m. start on BTN. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Two familiar names land new rides this weekend in Kansas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Corey LaJoie and Justin Haley are both drivers that have competed in the NASCAR Cup Series for several seasons, and both will be in different rides this weekend at the Kansas Speedway. In fact, they're swapping seats. Corey LaJoie is making the move from the Spire Motorsports number 7 car to Rick Ware Racing's number 51. while Haley, who had been in the 51 car, is moving back to Spire, the same team Haley came into the Cup Series with in 2019, winning in their third start together in a weather-shortened race in Daytona. LaJoy had been with Spire since the start of the 2021 season. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
The very first calf I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old. Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage. And also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have two or three minis in the same space as one full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10-inch, square-inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16-inch, square-inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. I'm worried about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-monthly bill credits and eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
72 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 7 to 23.35, November up 4 to 22.70, December up 17 to 21.57, January up 39 to 20.77. Cheese markets, barrels down 11.5 to 242 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 217.5, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 286. 8 trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 59.5. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly mixed today. The nearby contracts are trading slightly lower. The trade, though, does continue to believe the market's fundamental footing, even though the cash cattle market is yet to trade this week. Box beef prices were just a touch lower. That's pressuring some of the nearbys. Feeder cattle, though, moving mostly higher as the contracts continue to rally. The market is in no immediate fear of reaching any resistance pressure, and the complex should be able to continue the upward trend thanks to the added support of continuing strong buyer demand in the countryside. Meanwhile, hog markets today are moving mostly lower today as the market is in a sheepish, uncertain tone ahead of the release of the Thursday quarterly hogs and pigs report. The midday pork cutout values are slightly higher, but consumer demand hasn't been that supportive throughout earlier part of the week, and traders aren't putting too much clout into the day's pork cutout values. December live cattle down 7 cents to 184.32. February, though, up 2 cents to 185.45. April up 17 cents to 185.97. October feeder cattle up 35 cents to 246.15. November up 90 cents to 244.30. January up 62 cents to 238.75. December hogs down 25 cents to 74.72. February down 20 cents to 78.50. April down 2 cents to 83.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are slightly higher today, firming from the overnight lows. Now, the daily export wire did see 180,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. Weekly export sales are expected to be in the 700,000 to 950,000 metric ton range on Thursday. There has been some farmers selling into these rallies, but the funds still have that big short position, and they're trying to cover some of that. Soybeans moving mostly higher. Oil is helping to lead the trade back from overnight weakness as the harvest does continue to expand. There even could be some rain in South America in the extended forecast to kick off the broader part of the planting season. Weekly export sales will be in the 1 million to 1.25 million metric ton range tomorrow. Wheat markets are moving mostly higher. The trade consolidates at the low end of the recent trading range. Little other fresh news to drive the trade. Early winter wheat planting does continue as well today. At the Board of Trade, December corn up 2 to 413 and 3 quarters. March and May both up 1 and 3 quarters. March at 432 and a half. May at 443. New crop 25 up 1 to 450 and a quarter. November beans up 4 and a half to 1046 and 3 quarters. January up 5 and a quarter to 1065 and 3 quarters. March up 6 to 1079 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 5 and a quarter to 1088 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal down 50 cents to 323.10, but October soybean oil up 52 cents to 44.47. Chicago wheat December up 9 and a quarter to 587 and a quarter. March up 9 and a half to 606 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat, December and March, both up 4 and a quarter. December at 616, March at 637 and a half. Energy markets today, triple-digit losses in the oil markets. November crude oil down 205 to 69.51. December down 187 to 68.97. And October and November gas both down 5 cents. October at 198, November at 195. That's check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lam Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lam Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lam Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lam Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Low water levels on the Mississippi are providing challenges for transport. We'll explain coming up. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. Water levels are down on the Mississippi River and its tributaries for the third year in a row, affecting transportation of agriculture goods set for export. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says the impact is felt in two ways.
All indications are that we're going to have a significant harvest when it comes to soybeans and for corn. We're going to have a sizable amount of soybeans and corn and other grains that are going to be demanding a transportation system that can accommodate their journey from the farm to its ultimate customer. And a lot of that is overseas.
Steenhook says the situation is exacerbated when you consider the amount of grain expected to be shipped this harvest season.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit. And then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
55% of U.S. soybeans are exported via the lower Mississippi region. These elements are combining to put upward pressure on the supply and demand dynamics. Thus, Steenhook is watching freight rates increase.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% higher than this time last year. And again, last year was an unfavorable year. But it's higher than this time last year. And then you're looking at, you know, compared to the three-year average, anywhere from 40% higher, 60% higher than that three-year average.
Steenhook points out that the transportation costs are a main ingredient in the secret sauce that gives U.S. soy a competitive advantage over, say, Brazil.
We're able to do it more efficiently than they are because one of the reasons being is we've got this very efficient maritime highway called the Mississippi River that can efficiently move product long distances to our export regions like the Mississippi Gulf. Well, when all of a sudden that efficiency is diminished due to low water levels, then all of a sudden that overall competitive advantage erodes as well.
He adds farmers have few, if any, cost-efficient options. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers, producers, and landowners are encouraged to plan ahead and sign up early for the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service's voluntary conservation programs. Nathan Fickert, NRCS Wisconsin State Conservationist, announced that farmers and landowners interested in the Environmental Quality Incentives Program or Regional Conservation Partnership Program will need to apply by November 1st for funding in fiscal year 2025. For more information on either of those programs, just visit your local NRCS office. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin farmers to attend a series of soil testing and soil health workshops this fall across the state. During the workshops, staff from the University Extension and Natural Resources Conservation Service will present on soil biology and cover crops, how to take soil samples, how to determine what soil amendments to add to a field based on a soil report, and how to apply for the EQIP funding. Now, this is open to all producers. The workshops are designed for growers who manage small to mid-size diversified farm operations with a particular focus on supporting beginning and or underserved farmers. Now, there will be an event in Madison on September 30th at the Farley Center in Verona from 4 to 6:30 p.m. and October 1st in La Crosse at the Hmong Cultural and Community Center from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Now, for more information, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. A group representing agricultural employers has filed a lawsuit to overturn a Biden administration rule granting protections for temporary farm workers who try to form unions. The National Council of Agricultural Employers, which is leading the suit, argues Congress never explicitly granted H-2A visa workers protection when writing labor laws governing union organizing in 1935. The Department of Labor rule, which took effect in April, prohibits employers from retaliating against unionization efforts and clarifies what's considered for-cause termination. However, a federal judge in Georgia overturned the rule in 17 states following a lawsuit from Republican lawmakers. For the 13th straight month, the Rural Main Street Index sank below growth neutral. That, according to the September survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture or energy. The region's reading in September sank from 40.9 in August to 37.5. It's the lowest level since COVID began in spring of 2020. The index ranges from 0 to 100, with 50 representing growth neutral. Weak agricultural commodity prices, sinking agricultural equipment sales, and elevated input costs all pushed the index below growth neutral for the 13th straight month. Egg prices could be on the rise again. U.S. egg production totaled $9.08 billion in August 2024, down 3% from last year. Production included 7.77 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.21 billion were broiler type and 95.8 million were egg type. The average number of layers in August totaled 370 million, down 3% from last year nationally. August production per 100 layers was 2,451. That was only up slightly from August of 2023. Now, the 372 million layers consisted of 307 millions producing table or market type eggs, 61.6 million layers producing broiler type hatching eggs, and 3.66 million layers producing egg type hatching eggs. The rate of laying per day on September 1st averaged 79.3 eggs per 100 layers. Now, egg type chicks hatched in August, that totaled 57.4 million. That was up 9% from August of 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. The quiet weather will continue today in our ag weather forecast. Sunny skies, light winds, low to moderate humidity, and warmer than normal temperatures are expected over the next few days. Pretty quiet forecast. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 73 to 78, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 8. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, and a light wind. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs 77 to 82, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see 12 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Monday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, cooler, highs 60 to 65.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong.
Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right.
Don't make me spend another lonely night.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
could never explain. What I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in
sizzle. We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
I had one say we were done in a Baton Rouge college bar. It kind of came out of nowhere, man. I took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black, she stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the armor, so close, sits over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds that look like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you for the almost maybes. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for a real good reason. Here's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, and it ain't me, it's you. Here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes.
Wouldn't be no hide enough. Pick yourself up and get to moving on. From the didn't work out, the girls next door and the out there crazies. There wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the almost maybe. It's the almost, so close, it's over out of the blues. It's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. It's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybe. Not for the almost maybe.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna know it's gonna be okay, as long as I've got you right here.